Welcome to Refugee Tales Germany, the podcast by Academic Experience Worldwide. We have been working since 2013 to break down stereotypes and prejudices against refugees. In our new project, we continue this work. Our podcast, Refugee Tales Germany, aims to offer refugees a protected space where personal stories can be shared in their own words. In this way, we want to contribute to their voices being heard and distorted by prejudices and cliches. Hello and welcome to the Academic Experience Worldwide podcast series, Refugee Tales Germany. In our podcast, we give voice to refugees around the world as they share their life stories and challenges they face. My name is Sayed, and I will be the host of today's interview with Davud. Davud is originally from Afghanistan. However, he currently lives in Germany, where he came 5 years ago as a refugee. Let's hear his story. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me for this episode of your series.
Please tell us about yourself from the time you were in Afghanistan and why did you have to leave it?
This is Davud Nasimi, 30 years old from Kabul, Afghanistan. I'm a computer engineer and a musician. I was busy with making music since I was 9 years old. Actually, I come from a musician family. My dad is a professional musician. My brothers are also musicians. And main reason to leave Afghanistan, I would say, was my music, or maybe my choice in music style, because it's not well accepted between people and society. And the genre that I write songs in is heavy metal, and the lyrical theme of this genre can be sometimes very critical. And as for an Islamic country, some people really cannot handle that. And it can be quite dangerous there for some people.
What were the main challenges upon your arrival to Germany?
Well, I'm from Kabul. I was born in Kabul. I grew up in Kabul and I lived there. And I left Afghanistan in 2016. And the main challenges that I faced were the weather, different companies of people. You have to interact with different people in different places. Different cultures, and you have to cope with your problems on your own as refugees, because you won't find refugee help centers everywhere. So you're mostly on your own. And also difficult routes you have to take to get to places. You cannot use buses and trains or any other transportation services. So you'll be mostly walking and hiking. It doesn't matter if it's in mountain or if in a desert or, you have to keep going to reach your destination. Yeah, so those are the challenges you have to face when you want to leave your country and get somewhere you want. Some people have faced worse challenges and played with their lives to get somewhere. Well, fortunately, we survived and got here, and I'm glad about it.
What were the main challenges you faced today after living here for 5 years? What has or what has not changed?
The first big challenge is the language. I've been learning German for 4 years or more than that. And I'm still not good enough. I still make mistakes. I still don't understand a lot of stuff people talk about. And the way people interact with each other is one thing, and the way people behave is another. It's normal how Germans behave with each other. It's good. But when a foreigner comes from a foreign country and you speak with them, then you, in first 15 minutes, you notice, either the person is not into talking to me, or he is quite bothered by talking to me, or maybe he's not so impressed or surprised by talking to me, or just doesn't want to talk. And this is like this, but it doesn't mean that they mean something bad or they're behaving bad. It's just the way they are. And this can be a challenge for a lot of people. Some people might find it unfriendly. Honestly said, I found it unfriendly myself, but I'm used to it now. And so these were the challenges I faced in Germany. And one big challenge is also bureaucracy in Germany. They have papers for everything, like literally everything. And also insurance, you can insure everything in Germany. So, and some insurance of some stuff might be mandatory, so this can be a challenge too, but not everything. What has changed in these 5 years that I have managed to almost complete my master's studies here? I started my master's studies in October of 2017. I'm studying computer engineering and I'm a senior student. I'm just waiting to find a topic to do my master's thesis on, and then I will be done with it. But this is something that I have achieved. For those who might be wondering, you won't receive any services from government when you start to study in Germany. As soon as you start a higher education, all your services will be cut, and you have to either find a job or a scholarship. Yeah, both of them are possible. They have different kinds of scholarship, and I'm sure one of them surely apply on whoever who's planning to study in Germany. So that's a great thing. I also use a scholarship, and I'm still using, and that's quite helpful. But you cannot live with scholarship until the end of your studies, so you have to find also a part-time job with it so you can manage to live and survive.
How would you describe your current status in Germany right now? Do you feel somehow integrated into new culture and society, or do you rather feel stuck between the old and new?
I'm still a student, but I'm planning to work in an IT field, doesn't matter which field. But I'm planning to work as a data scientist in future. I am applying for jobs already. I'm just waiting to finish my master thesis. And yes, I feel integrated. I can solve my problems on my own. Yeah, I've been doing them also earlier, but I needed some help here and there, so yeah, I'm feeling quite integrated right now. I can solve my problems. I can get by from one place to another place and solve my problems and almost all of my problems. If that's integration, then yeah, then I feel quite integrated.
Tell us what you have studied so far and about your experience of going through of the process of applying until graduating from a German university.
I have done my bachelor in Kabul in computer science. I started my master's studies in computer engineering, as I said, and my experiences, I would like to say that the education level here is quite higher than you expect, and it can get tough sometimes and also time consuming. So a person should be motivated enough to keep going and have a destination or a plan for the future, because if you're not motivated enough, I will think you will drop your studies or won't manage to finish it. Yeah, the good thing is that the universities are free of fees. You only have to pay for your semester ticket, which mainly sums up your semester transportation ticket, which is quite cheaper than you buy outside the university. And yeah, one thing is you have some subjects that you have to take, which are mandatory. You have to take them. And there are also some subjects that are elective. So there are a lot of choices to make in a sense of choosing subjects for semesters. Like you can choose whatever subject you want as long as it is somehow related to your studies. So that's a good thing. And I also did like this. I choose a subject from safety and security, which was not included in my educational module, but it was somehow related to technology field. So I took the subject and I passed it, and it counted as a fundamental subject, and I got the credits for it. So that was a good experience, I would say.
What have been the greatest challenges of your career so far? What's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Well, I would say my greatest challenge, the greatest challenge that I faced was the language. And I wish I understood German better so I could understand the educational system here better. If I was more familiar or familiar enough with the educational system, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to complete my master's studies here. and I would already be employed somewhere in some company in my desired field. Yeah, so I wish I knew better German, or I knew enough German.
What are your future plans?
I want to find a good job in my own field. I mean, IT field, as a data scientist or a system administrator. And yeah, and I also want to continue making music. And I hope I find a good record label or get sponsored by one to continue writing music. So those are my future plans.
Tell us a little bit about how you have ended up creating a heavy metal band in Düsseldorf.
In 2016, me and my brothers met a guy in Neuss. It's a small city near Düsseldorf. And he knew a place where we could practice music. We had a good conversation. He's a musician. And we had a chat. And we talked about our music. And he said, yeah, I can take you guys somewhere where you can practice. And it all started there. My band consists of three members. Me and my two brothers. I do the vocals. I sing and scream in the band. One of my brothers play drums and the other plays guitar. We also have a third member, actually fourth, including me. The fourth member plays bass. He's also a student. And yeah, we started practicing music in Neuss in this Jugendhalle or youth house. And we got to know some people, the young kids there, and some musicians, and we built some contacts. And when we moved to Essen, it was quite hard to find a youth house or a rehearsal space where you can where we can practice music. So it took us some time, but eventually one of our school teachers, I used to learn German back then in a school, and school teacher got to know that we make music, and she introduced us to another youth house, and we started practicing there. And we also built contacts there, and we played shows in their venues, and we built contacts with some other bands there. We met some other bands, and we played another shows in Düsseldorf. We got some invitations from this youth house in Neuss, the first place where we used to practice music. They invited us to play in some of their festivals. We played there many times. And yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any high definition recordings or videos of those live performances. There are some recordings, though, uploaded on YouTube, but they don't sound very clear and they're not recorded properly. And our band's name is Peace in Hell. Yeah, I know it sounds funny. It does to everybody who hears it the first time. Well, we chose this name. Well, the situation in Afghanistan is kind of hard to describe. But back then in 2014 and 15, the situation was quite bad and security was horrible. So it was like literally like hell to citizens. There were suicide attacks, kidnappings, and corruption. So we chose this name to express our feelings, like we still want peace, even if it's hell or like hell here in our country. So that's where it came from.
Describe your relationship towards heavy metal. What do you like about it? How did you initially get in touch with this type of music? Who inspired you to make music?
As I said, my father's a musician. He's a drummer. And when I was a kid, I used to listen to some metal music. He's also a great fan of metal genre. I used to listen to Metallica, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden. And I was always impressed by those bands. And their musical style always impressed me. And I was always more about metal than pop or other genres of music. Yeah, and the fact that it's a bit energetic, it impresses me more, and it makes it special because it's more energetic, and you can find songs for almost any mood, like perfect genre for me, if I would have to describe it. And my dad influenced us the most, and also the encouragement of friends and family. Yeah, they all influenced us.
How would you describe the music that you typically create? Which performance or recording are you most proud of?
The music that we write is sometimes aggressive, but also in some parts soft and melodic. So we always have this aggressive part and melodic part, as you might already know. It's like in metalcore genre, you have screamings and you have soft singing and clean singing. You have screams. There's a part that the tempo goes higher and the music is more aggressive. And there are also parts where the music is more melodic and softer. We also write that sort of songs. And our lyrics are mostly based on true stories or true situations. There are no fictions or fantasies that we write about. And the shows that I'm proud of, well, there is one show that I'm proud of, but we don't have any recording of that. I think it was our first performance in Kabul. We performed in Canadian Embassy. They had a festival called Kabulipaluza. Well, they kind of changed the name of Lollapalooza. There's a festival, an international festival called Lollapalooza. So they made an Afghan version of it called Kabulipaluza. We played there some songs and we didn't expect the reaction, and it was amazing. So literally everybody there encouraged us and enjoyed our music, obviously. And yeah, I wouldn't say I'm so proud, but I would say like we did our best to perform our songs better and or maybe perform them in a way that people can enjoy. And the good thing is that they did.
If you could change anything about Afghan music industry, what would it be?
Well, the first thing that I would change about Afghan music industry would be the auto-tune. This trend is getting super popular, not only in Afghanistan, all over the world, but in Afghanistan nowadays, everyone can become a singer. And yeah, and lyrics also. It doesn't matter if they make pop songs or they write pop music. It's totally fine, as long as the lyrics are good and describe something, and as long as it shows the talent of the musician, it would be enough.
What is the most trouble you have ever gotten into?
Our boat was about to sink, and we wanted to cross the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey and get to Greece, and in the middle of the sea we noticed that our boat might have some problems because there were water on the surface, and we were afraid, and yeah, we didn't know what to do. We didn't have any possibility to get out of the boat or swim, because you cannot swim. It's a long way and it's deep and dangerous. Yeah, but fortunately we got some help and the rescue came. And nothing bad happened.
Do you have a favorite concert venue to perform in? And what is your most memorable concert experience? Do you have any upcoming shows?
My favorite concert venue, I would say it's Wacken Open Air. It's also in Germany. And my second favorite is Woodstock. And my third favorite is Resurrection Fest in Spain. These are my favorite venues. And I hope we can perform there sometime in future. And my most memorable concert experience, I would say it was in Rock gegen Rechts in Neuss. It was a good experience. We got to know a lot of bands we didn't know before. And it was a great experience getting to know new musicians, new bands. And the music was good. The atmosphere, everything was amazing. And no, we don't have any upcoming shows.
Who would you most like to collaborate with?
Well, I'd say there are a lot of bands I would love to collaborate with. And well, German bands, I would say Heaven Shall Burn. We would love to collaborate with that band. And musically, we're not so different from them. And we'd love to collaborate with the band from France, Gojira. We'd love to collaborate with Bullet for My Valentine. They're from Wales. Well, there are a lot of bands. There are a lot of bands we'd love to collaborate with. But yeah, if we had the chance to collaborate with a German band, then it's 100% Heaven Shall Burn. We would love it.
What is one message you would give to your fans?
I would like to thank you for having me in your podcast. And I would like to thank everyone for listening to this podcast, or those who are listening to this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, never give up. Yeah, life seems to be hard sometimes. And sometimes we think like, okay, maybe giving up would be an option and I would get rid of the troubles and stress. But it's not the point. You have to think about what you want to achieve. So keep going and never give up. Stay safe, respect, and be a helpful person. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time and sharing your story, Davut. In the name of Academic Experience Worldwide, I wish you all the best for your future.
Thank you.